Numbers chapter 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came forward with a request. These are the names of his daughters: Machla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They stood before Moses, Eleazar the priest, the tribal leaders, and the whole congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, although he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord with the followers of Korah. But he died for his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father vanish from among his clan just because he had no son? Give us a possession among our father's brothers." So Moses brought the request before the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The claim of the daughters of Zelophehad are making is right. You must certainly give them possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers. You must pass their father's inheritance on to them. You must tell the Israelites, 'If a man dies and has no son, then you must pass his inheritance on to his daughter. If he has no daughter, then you are to give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father has no brothers, then you are to give his inheritance to his nearest relatives, and he will possess it. This is a legal requirement for the Israelites, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Get up into this mountain in the Avarim range, and look over the land that I have given to the Israelites. When you have seen it, you also will be gathered to your people, as your brother Aaron was, because you rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin. When the congregation quarreled with me, you failed to show my holiness before their eyes at the waters. These are the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin." Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who may go out and come in before them, and who may lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be as sheep that have no shepherd." Then the Lord replied to Moses, "Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest, and before the whole congregation, and commission him in their sight. Then give him some authority, so that the whole congregation of the Israelites may obey him. Then he is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will seek counsel for him by the decision rendered by the sacred Urim lot cast before the Lord. At his word they will go out, and at his word they will come in, both Joshua and all the Israelites with him, even the whole congregation." Then Moses did as the Lord commanded, and he took Joshua and stood with him before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation. He laid his hands on him and commissioned him, just as the Lord spoke through Moses.